Welcome to Papers Read Rather Periodically, the only daily news that must use your reviews from now on, because this is the last day, the last paper we have left is this paper right here. So please, we need at least 5 reviews a week to keep going daily to get back on those charts. So please leave reviews so we can read your news so that we don't have to, I don't know what we would even do without it. Today, we only have one paper, so I'm trying to think like in the vein of politics, kind of something divisive. Maybe we should read something. There's not a lot of topics we actually haven't already covered. So maybe let's read something a little bit more divisive to get kind of the charts up as much as we can. Let's read some opinions, and we'll do, for our last day of papers, the op-ed. This article is called Our Take: Dining with Dash Far Outshines Kathy's Scrappy Kitchen. Hard disagree, but okay. Guess it's not up to me. We've gotten your calls, your letters, your emails. We've heard you loud and clear. We know that you are disappointed with the direction the food section has taken and that you preferred Kathy's column to this new one. At least that's what the higher-ups tell me, and so they've demanded that I address your criticisms today before they get out of hand and clutter our inbox entirely. So set your me's, if you please, and hear me out. But first, before we get to my heartfelt defense, since so many of you keep asking, as far as I know, Bilby South is still remodeling. I've tried reaching back out, but their voicemail box is now full, and my source on the inside has gone silent. In fact, I've even reached out to Bilby's North again, but their mailbox is full as well. So you can stop calling me for the time being. Yes, I know the lights are on, and yes, I hear there is suspicious upholstery sitting pell-mell out by the skip bins, and scattered letters to boot. But with my new column taking up all my focus now, you'll have to excuse me if that investigation has taken a bit of a hiatus. Which brings me to my take today. The new column, Dining with Dash, is a premier work of food critique that this town has never seen. My column surpasses Kathy's column in every conceivable way. Not only is it more cultured, more refined, and far, far funnier, but your sentiments about the nature of Kitchen Scrap's discontinuation are totally misguided. I've seen your decrees about our misplaced priorities, asking why we can't at least run both columns side by side, or replace the daily nonogram instead, which so many of you seem to detest. Well, it's not as simple as you may think. It's not up to me. Why? Well, you can take the miller out of the room, but you can't take the rumor out of the mill. Here's the skinny on old Fatty Kathy. If anyone asks, you didn't hear this from me, but Kathy wasn't actually retiring. That was just a little nicety the bulletin played up to save face. In actuality, she, rather unprofessionally in my view, just stopped showing up to work one day. If I were a betting man, I'd say she was likely too embarrassed to be seen again after a particularly egregious recipe error and was afraid of being let go. She hasn't even shown her face to pick up her desk belongings. She must have really been ashamed, and well warranted, if I may add. Or at least, that's just what the grapevines told me. Without Kathy, there's no way to bring back Kitchen Scraps even if we wanted to, which we don't. It's just simply not possible. I guess my point is, Dining with Dash is here to stay, and that's all there is to say about it. So put the pen down, stop licking that stamp, and if you have any further complaints, maybe try taking them up with your taste buds instead. Well, that is a shame, no matter how you look at it, but otherwise, that's it. That's the last news in the paper. Now it's up to you to keep this daily podcast going. We really, really rely on at least 5 reviews a week. I mean, I would love it if we got more so we could be more picky about the kind of news we read. But just as long as you're sending in any reviews and any news possible, we'll keep going. So please, you know, make sure the podcast is something you want to hear by not leaving me hanging. So tomorrow we'll read that weekly reviews email and we'll see you then tomorrow.